Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It is Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, the station where champions are crowned, and your home for the Atlanta Braves, the world champs in action tonight, wrapping up their homestand with the Dodgers coming to town. 7:20 first pitch, Braves on a roll after winning 3 out of 4 from the Giants, and now the Dodgers come to town, which could be a preview of some postseason baseball. And guess who? Freddie Freeman returning for the first time in Dodgers blue as the enemy. We'll get into that. Have a lot of good baseball conversation, fallout from the Arch Manning decision, if there is any. And we'll see where the Hawks are going after the NBA draft takes place. Plus, we've been doing some disrespecting around here. As a fan, we got to clean it up. 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by This Stuff Matters. Listen to the new This Stuff Matters podcast posted on 680 The Fan's website under the podcast header or at thisstuffmatters.net. Home team in for Matt Chernoff, and we'll get to cleaning up the butchery that we have done over the last hour and a half. We'll clean some stuff up and get to big things that are right with people's names, people's birthday celebrations, and beyond. But first, we want a celebration tonight. Hopefully, it'll be a win and the Braves slapping five with each other after the game is over. And one guy who could be a part of this is relief pitcher for our Atlanta Braves, Colin McHugh.
Getting to know McHugh. Getting to know all about McHugh.
He's heard it now. Can we just...
Getting to love
the man's open.
McHugh.
Please,
getting
Chuck.
To hope McHugh likes me.
I don't think he likes this.
And me. Getting to know McHugh. Getting the K with a splitty.
Poetic.
It's almost like the open isn't really about Colin. It's about Hoyt.
Sounds like it belongs with Gone. Gone with the Wind, or I don't know, some kind of musical that has been on stage. Colin McHugh joins us here on the Chuck and Chernoff Show via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. I got to say, Colin, you have to give a lot of respect to guys who have their own theme music and people who take that much time to put that effort into your intro music.
I mean, it's pretty special. I don't know how many other guys have a show tune riffed with their name.
All right, Colin, let me ask you, what's the chance? Because you can walk across the street. Literally, you can be in our studio 45 seconds. You hand this to the public address person over across the street at the stadium, and when you're making your walk in from the bullpen, what are you thinking? A little bit of that song?
I have very specific set of guidelines for walkout music that I've had for my whole career, and one of them is it's got to have a beat, and it's got to get the people going.
Give me an example.
And unfortunately, this one falls short. Like right now, it's Outkast. It's so fresh and so clean. And so that first like beat, when it comes in, it's just like, you know, it's recognizable. I love it. I love it so much.
Tell them, brother. It gets the crowd going. Gets the veins pumping. I've been obsessed with a baseball ism that I did not know about. Chuck informed me yesterday.
No, I told him about something I did in fourth grade one year.
Well, apparently, this has been going on in baseball. I'm going to ask a major league pitcher.
Colin, let me get the background.
Has he heard of this before?
I grew up in Lawrenceville, and I don't know, kid in Lawrenceville in the late 70s, it's hot. frozen lettuce leaves. You put it in the ice chest. You get one per inning. You throw it away. I tried frozen washcloths upon recommendation. Somebody else recommended frozen cabbage or lettuce. Have you ever heard about that during the summer in Georgia?
I'm going to be honest with you. I have never heard about that.
Damn it!
It is surprising because I feel like, yes, having played baseball in Georgia for so long, I feel like every cold trick in the book I've done, like dunking your head. Ammonia towels, like some ammonia in water with ice, and like that's the go-to. That's the major league go-to for I am too hot. It is too hot to play a baseball game right now.
Are you too big to try it? Would you come out of the bullpen at Truist Park with lettuce?
One giant frozen lettuce leaf on your skull between the cap and your head. I'm telling you, it'll cool you down for an inning, a half
between
inning.
Between the cap and the head.
You put it on your head. You put the cap over it. It'll cool you for three outs.
Then you have to explain to the umpire when they take you, when you got to do your, like, whatever substance check. You're like, I have a substance on my head. It's
produce.
Boston lettuce, yeah.
you got any spider tack? No, I got some bib.
Yeah, exactly.
Got some iceberg.
Exactly.
Colin McHugh, Brave relief pitcher, joining us here on the Chuck and Turnoff Show via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. So let's just get to it. It's the elephant in the room, and now the elephant in the room will collide with the Dodgers coming into town tonight. Has it been on your mind to bean Freddie Freeman?
I've got to get it. I feel like I've got to get him out one time first before that's available to me, which I still have not yet to do. So I'm working on that part of it first.
Do you have a process for hitting somebody? Like, do you load up like a 74-mile-an-hour curveball?
Answer that.
Or do you?
No pitcher hits.
He's had hit by pitchers before.
No pitcher throws intentionally at a batter, Chuck. That is against the rules of baseball and gets you ejected.
That's right. They don't do that. Like, you can't do that, Chuck. Come on. You know
okay.
that.
So maybe after a three-run bomb, if you happen to have hit someone, follow, or maybe his next at-bat.
If you happen to throw a sinker and it runs a little too much,
okay.
That happens. That's it's a cutter. It just, like, you pulled it a little bit. It happens.
Now
you got to look down at your fingers. Yeah, you got to do the whole thing.
Now, when you retire from baseball, we would like to ask you, 15 years from now, I would like to ask you this because Pedro Martinez was on record. I've never hit anybody. And then after he retired, he said 90% of the people he hit were on purpose. There you go. Don't answer that question. What are you expecting tonight? You guys have been on a roll. Bullpen certainly has been a big part of the winning streak. What are your thoughts on what's going to go down this weekend with two teams that certainly can hit the ball all over the place, two teams that have pitching all over the place, and your teammates that have some really good arms coming out of the bullpen?
It's two of the best teams in baseball, right? That's just two teams that have been there in the postseason for – you know, the last half decade. This is the, you know, these teams are built to win, top to bottom. I think the Dodgers have one of the strongest lineups in baseball. They continue to reload every year. And, I think this team is no different. Some new faces, but, you know, for the most part, they play every aspect of the game pretty consistently and pretty well. And, you know, I think we pride ourselves on doing the same thing on our side. And, just like the playoffs that we've seen the last few years, it's supposed to be a good show when these two teams play. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Braves relief pitcher Colin McHugh joining us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You know, you get up for every game, but there's going to be more juice in the building, not just with the Freddie return, but with the Dodgers. Braves and Dodgers, you know, is a big deal with two of the best teams in baseball colliding. Do you, in the bullpen, feel that kind of juice as games have different flows and different changes depending on when your number is called to come out to the mound?
I do, yeah. I was talking with Smitty and Darren O'Day yesterday just about how the last years with the Giants they felt like playoff games. You know, they felt the stadium was packed. It was every game was kind of back and forth. You know, just very evenly matched clubs, and it's always a nice feeling to come out on the right side of those games because you know that those are the kinds of ones that are. They kind of make and break a season, and then at the end in October, those are the ones that really define who gets to keep going.
All right, looking at your career, and we've talked about this, you come up with the Mets, you get the pleasure of pitching in Denver for a while, and then suddenly you show up in Houston, and I don't know, you're one of the people they talk about the alchemy of Brent Strom. Suddenly, it is, you are dealing out there. Did you ever have a, and even last year in Tampa, when you're in the bullpen, not even starting games, did you ever have a June where you were looking around, maybe privately thinking, I might be an all-star this year?
I had a couple really good, probably 2 month spans leading up to the all-star break. I think once in 2018 and then once last year. And it's just really hard for like a middle reliever to get one of those nods. But you think about it, you can't help but think about it a little bit.
Would you vote for yourself if you had a vote? Because we were talking about voting. We got a teammate who's up for a Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame, and he's got a vote. I was like, hell yeah, you vote for yourself. You wouldn't have a problem with a guy doing that, would you?
You got to vote for yourself. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like running for president, right? If you don't vote for yourself, like, what's the point? No, if they give you a vote, do it for sure.
Tell us what you can about this magical team meeting that was called before you guys went on the run, because I would like to know some of what went on behind closed doors that got whatever you guys needed to get turned around in a magnificent way.
I would love to say that it was magical and that there were, you know, tears shed and hugs given and, like, you know, we all just rallied around, had our big, like, Rudy moment. But it was just a reminder, of who's in the room, how good everybody in the room is, and, you know, the responsibility that we have for the amount of talent that we have in there. And I think that's sometimes it's kind of really what it takes, is just a chance to take a breath, look at where you are and say, like, all right, what do we need to do to get on the right track? And I don't think there was a whole lot of mystery to it, a whole lot of, you know, magic necessarily. We just kind of started playing better baseball. And then you remind yourself every day, once you win, it's a little bit easier to come to the park and remember what that feels like to win. So you just try and do that over and over again. And we did it for, what, 14 straight?
At the end of the meeting, were you the quiet leader who stood up and really led everybody out of the meeting?
I just gave them the slow clap. You know, you start looking around.
That's why we brought McHugh here, guys.
That's right. It's intangibles, guys.
Well, there you go. You guys certainly have been in a different atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. The crowd, when you guys came back home, ready to support you. They're going to be big crowds over the weekend. And the bullpen and your teammates have certainly been a part of it. It's been a collective team effort. And along with what Snit has had to do with all of the injuries and the things he's had to change around, you guys are just in a really good place. And we wish you nothing but the best. You don't have to come out of the bullpen with lettuce on your head if you don't want to.
If I don't want to. All right. Well, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what the series brings and what the, you know, you got to feel it out. What does the team need? If it's for the boys, maybe it's for the boys.
Whatever's best for you and the Braves. Colin, we thank you for your time, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There he is.
It's time to wing it. Brought to you by Wingin' Burger Factory. With over 50 Atlanta locations, find yours at WNBFactory.com.
You were through talking.
I was through?
You were through talking there.
He's right. Yeah, you were. You were done.
That was my bad. I always say.
Yeah, Hoyt decided you were done. Yeah.
Colin McHugh, because no. You never know when somebody's getting out of their car.
No, you were done.
So whose fault is that? Is that my fault or his fault?
No, Hoyt decides when you're done.
Okay.
So.
Well, he did tell me as soon as we were done, he was going to hit the wing and it idea, and he did that. So I'll take responsibility for that. I was done. I made the mistake. Take accountability and move forward. Be better next time. We have our Winging It idea, which is actually a pretty good one. When you look over the course of time, you as a kid, you as an adult, you've sold some things. But more importantly, when you're a kid and you're trying to do those fundraisers, what did you have to sell?
I was selling cocaine. Dyer Elementary had the fundraiser.
You were selling the booger sugar.
Each of the third graders a kilo.
Booger sugar.
No, everybody did this growing up, I think. The magazine subscriptions.
So
they would put the entire elementary school out on the street selling magazine subscriptions. And if you reached a certain level, you got like a paddle ball and a puzzle book. Like Nike in the Philippines gets a bunch of bad press.
It really is exploitive.
Hell yes, it is, because like two kids get prizes, but all 30 right. kids are selling.
We sold, I don't know the brand, I don't know the company. Everybody knows it when you see them. The chocolate bars with the almonds Brax. In them.
B-R-A-C-H apostrophe S.
There you go. The white wrapping with the gold endings. That's what you sold to help with fundraisers.
It was a dollar, and the school got 50 cents, and whoever the candy person got 50 cents.
I wonder what that is in today's money. That's kind of expensive for the 1980s.
We had to sell all of Vidalia onions. If I got, and I remember what it was, like they would say you could pick something from prize group A or prize group B or we're giving out cheap crap to get a dollar store, and they got like 400 elementary school kids selling shampoo.
The easiest thing I would think would be to do raffles. You remember when you got the raffle tickets? You buy five.
Oh, the entertainer books. Do you remember those?
I remember those. The raffle tickets, you know, five for a dollar and, 20 for 50, whatever. That seemed to be just the easiest thing to do when you're trying to generate cash.
That could not have been legal.
That is.
There's no way that was legal.
Yeah, you're paying out.
You're paying 9 cents an hour to the winners who got something.
We got to ask one of these attorneys if somebody can go back and sue. That's a lot of work to try to generate some cash for a lot of different things. So that'll be our Winging It idea. You can go to the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed.
Well, now, hang on. You're supposed to ask Hoyt and BJ.
Well, I'm giving where the listener can go out. Then I'm going to go around.
They feel left out.
The room after the listener is involved. So you can go to the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed to put the thing that you had to sell in elementary school. Brian Hoyt.
Wrapping paper. And we got Weebles and a pizza party.
Weebles?
It's like a furry, I don't know. Ball.
Oh, no, that was the other scam.
With feet.
If you had like 12 third grade classes, one class got a pizza party. The other 11 classes, everybody sold. They didn't get anything. It was the pizza party was the big scam.
Brandon Joseph.
We used to have to sling Christmas trees at Collins Hill.
So wrapping paper and Christmas trees, this seemed like a holiday into the school year.
It was
Christmas
baseball.
Break.
Who would? I was about to say, I would buy a Christmas tree from Shiloh Baseball or Parkview Baseball. It's Parkview Baseball.
And they weren't very good quality trees.
And wrapping paper. That clearly, you just don't sell wrapping paper like in July, do you? In May, do you? It's usually around.
No, which is why the Olivers always had a bunch of wrapping paper in December, because I didn't sell it in June or July.
Dan Matthews.
We sold a lot of raffle tickets, and the grand prize was a Ford F-150. And if you didn't sell that week's quota in the school assembly and your name was called for the prize, then you were called a loser by the entire
It's the chocolate
body.
War.
It was basically like Wolf of Wall Street all of those. Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
Well, it'll be interesting to see some of the things that come in, because kids did have to do a whole lot of work for no money involved for them personally. When we get back, a lot of love going to one teenager right now, and it is justified. It is also spilling over, and we have context when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff, home team from the locker room in for Matt Chernoff here on The Fan, 680 93.7 FM.
Thank God it's Friday.
Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680 93.7 FM, your home for the world champion Atlanta Braves, hosting game one of a 3-game set with the Dodgers tonight. Freddie Freeman coming back. Braves on a roll after taking 3 of 4 from the Giants, and a whole lot of people going to be inside the battery at Atlanta. If you are coming down, come on. Good time already being had by the people who are here early, and it should be a good weekend, and hopefully the Braves can find a way to win another series. Home team in for Matt Chernoff.
That's at COVID.
With the Kang. Don't know his personal business. Think the man is just out. Man does have some days off work.
Not with COVID.
He should be able to use it. We'll line people up for Win Chuck's dinner.
You can't win.
Coming up in about 5 minutes, 404-231-1680. If you think you can eat off the Kang, call this number, 404-231-1680. The 3 o'clock hour is brought to you by This Stuff Matters. Listen to the new This Stuff Matters podcast posted on 680 The Fan's website under the podcast header or at thisstuffmatters.net. We've been a little disrespectful. We got to clean some stuff up. When we were doing the crossover, somebody brought it to our attention on the Harris Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed when Nick asked us about the birthdays. We were talking about Chico DeBarge. Today was his birthday. Mm-hmm. And we talked about everybody around him except for Chico DeBarge. We talked about James DeBarge. Mm-hmm. We talked about Janet Jackson. We talked about Joe Jackson. We didn't talk about Chico on his birthday. We apologize, Chico DeBarge.
Well, yeah, hang on. This is like if it was Tito Jackson's birthday.
Well, it's still his birthday.
We would pause for about 2 seconds and go, Man, I love. What's your favorite Michael song? Are we talking about Janet? Are we talking about Jermaine? Are we talking about anybody other than Tito? Let's be honest. Chico DeBarge, he should be thanking us that somebody mentioned his name today.
Well, yeah, he's been through some ups and downs, but don't shortchange DeBarge.
Happy birthday, Chico.
There you go. And I owe an apology to Nicholas Mahout. I got his name incorrect. It's Mahout, not Mahat, or the pronunciation that BJ. What did you tell me to go with? With the French pronunciation?
Nicholas Mahout.
Yes, it's Mahout is his name. So apologies to Nicholas Mahout in the longest tennis match of all time with John Isner. We'll get to Winchuck's dinner coming up in just a few minutes. Oh, and happy birthday to Jerry James tomorrow, the president of the Atlanta Gladiators. A lot of fun up there.
I know that, man.
Up there in Gwinnett, bringing some hockey to Atlanta. And everybody needs to remember, hockey lives in the A. 404-231-1680. We're lining you up now to Winchuck's dinner. Conversation about Arch Manning not choosing Georgia. Nothing you can do about that. Does Kirby Smart, and I don't know what you do. You want a guy who is supposed to be one of, if not the best quarterback that you can get coming out of high school. If he chooses to go somewhere else, there's nothing you can really do about it. But it seemed like Saban's approach was a little bit different when you talk about.
Oh, he backed off of it completely. But Kirby, yeah, was free to recruiting, basically. And you almost got him. And since like 55% of five-star quarterbacks over the past 5 years have transferred, there's a chance that you get a second bite at him. And so that's from the coaches and the schools and the program side. From the flip side, there's been a lot of love going towards Arch Manning over the past 24 hours, especially since it's now concluded. But over the past week, month, I don't know, 6 months, and it's justified. It really is. But there's also a bigger story here. Yes, I will agree. Arch Manning is an example of how all kids should handle their recruitment. That's true. It's an example of how you should handle your recruitment if you are a third-generation Southern quarterback royalty. And you have, as a 17-year-old, you have all that comes with that. And I'm talking about you have the football education. You got the education about how to be in public or how to not be in public, Peyton's butt thing at Tennessee. The lack of financial urgency anywhere in your decision. There are so many et ceteras here where when we're giving Arch Manning credit, and it's real, and it's deserved. There is so much context to it. Now, as far as the money, and I don't want to concentrate too much on that, but I came from a pretty mainstream environment, and so I had to work to pay, you know, my bills at least. There are some people who have to work to pay the family bills.
Right.
All right, so I was kind of in the middle there. I wanted extra stuff, so I had to work to pay my bills. I don't think Arch Manning was having to work to pay bills. I'm not bemoaning it. I'm saying when you don't have to work to pay any sort of bills, that means that you got free time to do whatever you want. And maybe it's play video games. Maybe it's watch video of next week's opponent. He could afford the best instruction from any quarterback coach on planet Earth or his uncles or his granddad. Felipe Franks played at UF, Arkansas, now with the Falcons. He earned a scholarship to Florida, and I can't say earned. I can't stress that enough. He came from a place called Crawfordville, Panhandle of Florida, population 4,800. He didn't have a quarterback coach in high school. He didn't have an offensive coordinator. He had a head coach and one more assistant coach on offense, and that was it, much less two Hall of Famers at the Thanksgiving dinner table. So I think Arch Manning is probably the most 35-year-old, 17-year-old we've ever seen, and 35-year-olds are way more mature and boring. And so he's getting kudos for not lining up hats on a table or riding a steer into a press conference. That's not what a 35-year-old does, okay?
I think at one point, we're going to see a kid jump out of an airplane and his parachute is going to have what school
he's going
to.
Remember Isaiah Crowell?
Yeah.
He took a bulldog out of a bag. So Arch Manning, he's so much above that. Yeah, he's above it because he's 35. When I was 17, I had an IROC and a mullet, okay? When I was 35...
You still had the IROC, didn't you?
I'm at Lake Martin yelling at people for playing their music too loud on their own boats. Okay, that's what you do when you're 35. That's who Arch Manning is. So it's not that much of a surprise that he didn't shine a big light on himself during all this.
Well, I don't think anybody did anything wrong. I agree with you. That's how you're supposed to be recruited. Take all of the visits. Take the official visit. Go every time you can and see what you like about one school. And even if he already had his mind made up, I still want to go to Athens. I still want to go to Alabama.
But he didn't come in. Remember Jimmy Clausen in the limo with the fur coat?
No, he just...
But if he were to do that, Arch Manning, it would have turned to, what a great, awesome kid. It would have turned to, dude, you're the fourth best quarterback in your own family. That's what it would have turned to. It hadn't turned. Everybody's looking at Arch going, what a special young man.
Yeah, everybody did what they were supposed to. Kirby recruited as best he could. Guy made a decision, so you move on. We're going to move on to one of the staples of 680 The Fan and Atlanta radio, as it is now time to win Chuck's dinner.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.
It's suicide! You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
It's time to win Chuck's dinner! Served up by our next Chuck Shop, a fresh modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Best Caesar in Atlanta, and that is only the start, literally. Hashtag bone in. And I'll tell you that they got a dessert. It is so good. It's this, whipped cream and chocolate cake rolled up sort of thing. Mm. Even I have a bite of it. I don't eat sugar.
Why you come in here
all the time? Arnett's awesome, man.
For this game, and you are not messing around.
Oh, no. My goal is for the callers to never win anything.
Well, we're going to see if they can do something about that as we will go out.
Love everybody. Respect, but this is about cards.
We'll go out to the phones and see if they can eat like you eat, King, as we'll go out to the phones and let's talk to Blake. Blake, thank you for calling us here on The Fan. What side of town do you live, Blake, and do you think you can win Chuck's dinner?
I'm out in Oxford, and I hope so.
All right. You a big Braves fan? You ready for a big showdown with the Braves and Dodgers tonight?
Yeah, I am excited to see Freddie out here again.
All right. You know how this works. We're going to ask you questions. You have categories, three categories from which to choose. BJ, handle the microphone and give him his categories.
Okay, Blake, your categories to choose from. We love L.A., .. Just kidding, we don't. The Freemans and NBA draft number ones. Which one would you like?
The Freemans.
All right. Man has made his decision. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock, and let's see, Blake, if you can win Chuck's dinner.
Morgan Freeman won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2004 for his role as Eddie Dupree in this film.
Shawshank?
Incorrect. This Freeman was a member of the Braves from 2017 to 2018, sporting a 3.34 ERA in 121 appearances.
No idea.
Okay, Martin Freeman starred as Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit trilogy, which was a prequel to this epic fantasy trilogy.
The Lord of the Rings.
Correct. This Freeman played his college ball at Kansas State and played in the NFL from 2009 to 2015, mostly with Tampa Bay and the Vikings.
No idea.
Okay, dying this week in 1969, this actress who played Dorothy in the 1939 movie Wizard of Oz.
Don't know either.
Catfish, I'm in a Secret Relationship, and Buckhead Shore are all shows on this cable network.
Freeform?
Incorrect. Dakota Johnson is the daughter of Melody Griffin. And
you got to finish the question.
No.
No.
No. No. All right, Blake. Good run. It's not easy. And we thank you for your bravery. We'll now bring Chuck back in from his secluded side of the room and see how that will hold up. You know, first out of the chute, we'll see if Chuck is going to try to defend his first challenger as they try to win your dinner.
Hello.
Nobody checked. You don't do anything but come in here and give your best. We just had a guy from Atlanta give his best. You think you can knock him off?
Who was that?
That was Blake.
Has Blake played before?
He has not played before.
Oh, okay. Well, Blake, I hope things turn out better for you next time.
All right, Hoyt. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see if Chuck can win his own dinner.
Morgan Freeman won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 2004 for his role as Eddie Dupree in this film.
Pass.
Okay. This Freeman was a member of the Braves from 2017 to 2018, sporting a 3.34 ERA in 121 appearances.
What year?
2017 and 2018.
Pass.
Martin Freeman stars Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit trilogy, which was a prequel to this epic fantasy trilogy.
Say that again.
Martin Freeman starred as Bilbo Baggins in the Hobbit trilogy, which was a prequel to this epic fantasy trilogy.
Pass.
Okay, this Freeman plays college ball at Kansas State and played in the NFL from 2009 to 2015, mostly with Tampa Bay and the Vikings.
Oh.
Josh.
Correct. Dying this week in 1969, this actress who played Dorothy in 1939. Barlin. Correct. Catfish, I'm in a Secret Relationship, and Buckhead Shore are all shows in this cable
MTV.
Network. Correct. Dakota Johnson is the daughter of Melody Griffin, and
that's it. That was, boy, I saw the look in your face, and you had to dig deep, Chuck.
All right.
Morgan Freeman won Best Supporting Actor for Million Dollar Baby. Sam Freeman was the Brave you were looking for. And Lord of the Rings.
All right. Here is my blind spot. When I get off track, you can ask me 4 plus 3. And I'm going to be staring thinking, is that W or K? What do I go with that?
You would be a bad cornerback.
I because I'm trying to remember what the first, did I win?
You got a flush. Yes, you won.
You can't win.
But you, I was looking at your face. You had to dig
no,
deep.
No, I never got past. I was thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. What were there any questions you didn't get to?
Yeah. Dakota Johnson was a
Don Johnson.
Yes.
Their second marriage. All right.
All right, you got to go. Blake,
that's bad.
Good run. You almost, for half of the game, you were right there in the lead and Chuck had to come back.
Not so embarrassed he gets the car, but I'm a little embarrassed.
All right, you got to leave. We have to bring in David. David, thank you for trying to win Chuck's dinner. Have you ever played before?
I have not.
What side of town do you live?
I live in Tucker.
Okay, Tucker. And that's Chuck Oliver's old stomping ground, so you might be able to drive past some of his old neighbors and flash that card from Arnett's if you're able to win. You ready to go?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
All right. Now, he has two categories from which to choose, BJ. Give him his choices.
Your choices are We Love L.A., Just Kidding, We Don't, and NBA Draft Number Ones.
I'm going to do the NBA Draft Number Ones.
All right. Good luck. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, Brian Hoyt, and see if David can win Chuck's dinner.
This center was the first high school player drafted number one overall in 2001.
Oh, damn. Pass.
With a record of 6 times, this team has had the number one pick the most, last having it in 2014.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Correct. This is the last team with back-to-back number one draft picks, having in 2016 and 2017.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Incorrect. This 1996 number one draft pick played quarterback in high school and set records in the state of Virginia that stood until Michael Vick broke them.
Pass.
Divorcing this week in 2016, Ryan Adams and this former teen pop star turned actress known for her roles in A Walk to Remember and This Is Us.
Pass.
90 Day Fiancé, Seeking Sister Wives, and Dr. Pipple Popper are shows on this cable network.
Don't worry about it. You don't know what score will hold up to be the winning score. So just hold tight, David. The King had to dig deep in order to make a comeback in round one. Just wait to see how things play out. How are you feeling after one round, Chuck? You still thinking about those ones you missed?
We got to move on.
Again, you got to be like a cornerback. You got to flush out that play with a guy who gets a 30-yarder.
I get brain freeze.
All right. We'll see if you can win your own dinner.
Chuck, your category is NBA Draft Number Ones.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Hoyt, put 60 seconds on the clock to see if Chuck can win his own dinner.
This center was the first high school player drafted number one overall in 2001.
Was that Kwame?
Correct. With the record of 6 times, this team has had the number one draft pick the most, last having it in 2014.
Clippers.
Incorrect. This is the last team to have the number one pick in back-to-back years, having it in 2016 and 2017.
Pass.
This 1996.
Phoenix.
Incorrect. This 1996 number one pick played quarterback in high school and set records in the state of Virginia that stood until Mike Vick broke them.
Pass.
Divorcing this week in 2016, singer Ryan Adams and this former teen pop star turned actress known for her roles in A Walk to Remember and This Is Us.
I told you, David. hold on. And you could see maybe joy come in the morning. Gentlemen, what do you have down as the score? We have a tie.
We were going to overtime.
With the score tied, and at the end of regulation, we're going to overtime.
The way overtime works here.
I earned a tie for that.
The special overtime rules in the playoffs.
Holy smokes.
We will give you a question that answers a number closest to that number will win the prize. Chuck will step away, and David, you will have to answer this question. Going back to 1947, how many total players have been drafted in the NBA draft?
78.
All right. He's on record. Chuck has come out of his cocoon of silence.
Yeah. All right.
Your tiebreaker is going back to 1947, how many total players have been drafted in the NBA draft?
Oh, 47. I'm going to say 40 years. 1,126.
1,126?
1,126 is what the man said.
Chuck, you're closer.
You can't win!
Kwame Brown got me a card.
The answer was 8,201. Our listener, David, said 78.
He's a little off. It's all right. You had to wrestle that gift card out of his hands.
Kwame, sup?
David, you should be proud. Don't worry about it. We'll see if somebody on the last try can knock off the cane and win his dinner. Let's go out to the phones and talk to Tim. Tim, thank you for calling us to try to win Chuck's dinner. Have you played before?
I have not.
All right. A rookie going up against a vet. What side of town do you live?
I live in Lithia Springs.
All right. Do it for the Springs. Let's see if you can get your category that you're going to have to walk down the king with.
We love L.A. Just kidding. We don't is your category.
All right. You ready, Tim?
Go for it.
60 seconds on the clock, please, Brian Hoyt. Let's see if Tim can win Chuck's dinner.
Kenley Jansen is one of three former Dodgers who currently play for the Atlanta Braves. Name one of the other two.
Pass.
This former Braves and Dodger is currently the manager of the cheating Astros.
Pass.
This Cy Young Gold Glove and Hall of Fame pitcher played for Atlanta between 1993 and 2003 and for LA in 2006 and again in 2008 before retiring.
Oh, Dallas Perez.
Incorrect. In 2013, this Braves reliever was left in the bullpen versus the Dodgers in the NLDS. He now plays for them. I think you just hung up.
Oh, no. What? This is news. I've never seen this happen before.
I have never seen this happen either.
Our contestant has dropped in the middle of the game.
He quit.
Wait. We can't have this. This is why we have alternates. So what do we do with this? Do we
Chuck
use
will
our,
play.
Our alternate, or does Chuck get to go
Chuck
up against?
Chuck will play.
Wow. I'm going to just tell you this, Atlanta. You have Chuck Oliver on the ropes. The eyes are the window to the soul. This man's soul is rattled after the first two
contestants. Did I not come up with Allen Iverson?
No, you thought it. You never said it.
You passed.
I saw the look in your eye with the answer.
This is the worst 2-0 in history. Now, it's better than the best 0-2, but this is a bad, bad, bad 2-0.
Again, I don't think you'll be a good cornerback or a good closer. Kenley Jansen gave up a home run. He's got to shake that off.
I'll take 3-0.
Get the third out.
Who am I playing against?
Well,
it was Tim.
Half of a Tim. You're playing T, I guess.
We'll tell you later.
Okay.
All right. You got to be fair. We do.
What's the category?
We love L.A. Just kidding. We don't.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock, and we'll see if Chuck can win his dinner.
Kenley Jansen is one of three former Dodgers who currently play for the Braves. Name one of the other two.
Darno.
Correct. This former Brave and Dodger is currently the manager for the cheating Astros.
Dusty.
Baker. Correct. This Cy Young Gold Glove and Hall of Fame pitcher played for Atlanta between 1993 and 2003 and for LA in 2006. Correct. In 2013, this Braves reliever was left out in the bullpen versus the Dodgers in the NLDS.
Kimbrel.
Correct. Getting married this week in 1894 to his wife, Maude, this guy who invented the game of basketball.
Dr. James Naismith?
Correct. Million Dollar Listing, Below Deck, and Real Housewives are shows on this cable network.
Is that Bravo?
Correct. Wardell is the father of Seth and this MVP with his ex-wife, Sonya.
Say that again?
Wardell is the father of Seth and this MVP with his ex-wife, Sonya.
Say that again.
Wardell is the father of Seth and this NBA MVP with his ex-wife, Sonya.
He's out of time.
Steph Curry?
Steph, yes.
Damn.
Does that count?
No, it doesn't.
No, do I need it?
You did not. You win your own dinner.
Yes. You won by making it to the fifth question.
This was not just...
Do I not need to crow about this one?
Tim hung up.
Yeah.
Tim went 0-4 and hung up.
This is not just 680 or Winchuck's dinner history. This is game show history. I don't think I've ever seen anybody stop in the middle of the show.
I just tell Drew Carey I don't want to spin the wheel.
Alex Trebek is asking, you know, what you would like for the Daily Double.
Nah,
just walk
I'm good.
Off.
So, Chuck, you got three correct in game one and won. That is more than the three listeners combined. In all the games.
And you won a tiebreaker where you both got one.
Bottom line is I got three cards.
That's all that counts in the box score.
Oh, Arnett.
The dub or
so
the
yell. Wonderful.
You do get the
My
dub.
My wife's out of town all weekend. I may go there by myself tomorrow night and get gorgeous.
Now you can eat as long and as slowly as you like.
As I sit at the bar, I look successful.
I hate that the listener, David, didn't win that second one. All he needed was one more answer. And he would have been at Arnett's winning your dinner.
It's a fine card to win. I would suggest people try next week.
All right, we'll see what happens next week when Atlanta gets their shot. When we get back, Chuck Oliver is more convinced than ever that one former Atlanta pro athlete has made the right choice. We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff, home team in for Matt Chernoff here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Welcome back in to the Chuck and Chernoff Show here on The Fan, 680 93.7 FM, your home for the world champion Atlanta Braves, the official sports talk station of the national champion Georgia Bulldogs, your home for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the station where champions are crowned. All right here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Braves and Dodgers tonight,
721st pitch.
Here in the Battery, Atlanta, inside of Truist Park, and we'll see if the Braves can keep the good times rolling, and we'll get to that at the top of the hour. There is something that we do sometimes around here. We'll see how it will be done this evening. But Chuck Oliver says that now more than ever, he is convinced that there's a pro athlete in town that's made the right decision. There are a couple of guys who look like they did 10, 15, 20 years ago in the primes of their careers, and one of them is put on a Braves uniform.
Yeah, I'm more convinced than ever that great job choosing Major League Baseball, Brian Jordan. If you don't remember, BJ, Brian Jordan, former Braves outfielder, played with Dodgers, Rangers, Cardinals, and Falcons. And he wasn't just a two-sport star. Brian Jordan was really good. He started in the NFL and was a Pro Bowl alternate one year at safety. And he was this big, tough dude that would come flying up the line of scrimmage and, I mean, light you up. So he comes out of Richmond. He plays 3 years in the NFL while simultaneously playing part of the baseball season. After about 3 years of that, the Cardinals give him a little bump and like $2 million and say, give up football. He's like, hell yeah. So after giving up football, he then embarks on a baseball career that lasts another 11 seasons. Occasionally, there will be a safety making it 15, 16 years in the NFL. That's not really a normal thing, though. And so Brian Jordan, for him, as far as longevity and everything else, he made the right choice. But bigger picture, have you been noticing any of the headlines recently as far as active and retired NFL players?
Yes.
Another very young former NFL player, Tony Siragusa, was 55.
Yes.
He passed yesterday. 26-year-old active player as well for the Baltimore Ravens just passed. And the difference between who we still have with us, Major League Baseball-wise versus NFL-wise, holy hell. You can Google, and you can look up and find this yourself, but if you look at the oldest living Hall of Famers for baseball and for pro football, like if I told you you could go to Atlantic City next month to the National Card Show and get an autograph from Babe Ruth or Ty Cobb, would you do that?
I'd go get a Babe Ruth.
Like in person?
Yeah, I'd fly out there, go get a line, get a hotel room, get a signature.
Yeah, Willie Mays is still with us, folks. Willie freaking Mays, that's Babe Ruth. Sandy Koufax is still with us. That is Cy Young, except he's Sandy Koufax. He's like 91 years old. I could keep going. And I'm talking all-time greats. I'm talking about there are still Negro League players alive. There are still baseball players that were played in the bigs for a day or a month or a year or whatever. 80s, 90s, you know, two of the three oldest living Pro Football Hall of Famers are Marv Levy.
Okay, he's in his 90s.
Yeah, and what was he? He was a coach. And Bud Grant.
He was a coach.
But he was a coach. Brooks Robinson, maybe the greatest third baseman ever, was a rookie in 1958. He is still with us. When he passes eventually, I don't think it's because he's 40 and can't take the headaches anymore. That was Junior Seau who couldn't do that. And as far as the active players, last active major league player to pass, Tyler Skaggs, July 2019. 3 years ago, you had an active major leaguer pass. You had three active NFL players in the past 2 months pass. So I'm telling you, it is a whole thing about the lifestyle, the brain, I believe everything about CTE. And Brian Jordan is just one example. He absolutely made the right choice.
All right. Yeah. Those guys, certainly we're going to have a new line of demarcation in the NFL now that concussions and how they change practices.
Yeah, you don't have big time NFL stars from the 50s or even 60s, really, a lot of times, even with us anymore.
So we're going to have to see where the new line of demarcation starts for the NFL. When we get back, Braves fans, we have a sketchy resume with something that should be easy. We'll get to that when we return here on Chuck and Chernoff, home team in for Matt Chernoff here on the Fan, 680 93.7 FM.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.